and welcome to another episode of LID Radio Podcast. Today we're talking to Andrew Kinder on how to manage social media use in lockdown. He's the co-author of Positive Mental Health and Positive Male Mind, as well as being the head of professional mental health services at Optima Health. And the reason we're talking about social media today is because our usage has obviously gone up in lockdown. The Telegraph recently reported that Facebook is now being used by more than 3 billion people worldwide. Mark Zuckerberg, the 35-year-old founder, said that lockdown has driven the number of people using a Facebook-owned app to unprecedented heights. We also see that data from the Global Web Index has shown that 47% of internet users between 16 and 64 years old across 17 different countries are spending a quarter more of their time on social media. And it's not just now in lockdown, but also in the future. Their research also showed that 15% of the people they surveyed expect to continue using social media more after lockdown. So we're talking to Andrew Kinder about how to manage your social media use so it doesn't affect your mental health, but keeps you connected and well. So now over to Andrew.
Hi, it's Andrew Kinder here. I'm a counselling psychologist who works for Optima Health, a health and wellbeing company. And I've written, along with Dr. Sean Davis, a book called Positive Mental Health, Overcoming Mental Health Problems. And today I want to talk to you a bit about social media, particularly in the COVID-19 situation. At a starting point, social media does have some amazing benefits. It's a great way of reaching out to others, of talking about what's happening in your life, to hear other people's updates and their views and opinions. It's a great way, particularly in the lockdown and as we ease lockdown, to really communicate and to understand what other people may be going through. However, there are probably a number of factors that mean it can have a negative impact on our mental health. So certainly comparing our lives with others is perhaps a mentally unhealthy pastime. It can lead perhaps to jealousy, and we can get caught up in maybe what it could be seen as a delusion of thinking that if you get likes and if people are following you or giving you positive comments, that somehow validates you. And maybe within that is the delusion that, yeah, if you have more friends on social media, it means you're more sociable, more popular. However, we know that that is not the case. And if you think about social media, it can be quite addictive, and it's good to manage it a bit like an addiction. So if you have an addiction, first thing you've got to do is acknowledge you've got a problem. So, for example, are you checking your feeds from the moment you wake up, finding that you're taking a photo of everything you eat and posting on Instagram? Or when out, do you find yourself constantly checking your social media accounts and your phone? Are you scrolling through it while sitting on the sofa with your partner, supposedly watching television? Have you developed maybe a sense of missing out? If you can't get to your phone, then you're disconnected from everything else. So these are good questions really to ask. And I guess in terms of changing behaviour, maybe look at removing the temptation from your home screen. Like receiving push notifications is just too tempting, and it can immediately encourage kind of scrolling through to see what's going on. But by disabling push notifications will help you cut the time you spend online. Maybe also reflect on what you could be doing instead of going through social media. Maybe reading a book or watching a film or speaking to a friend. Maybe taking up a new hobby or spending more time with your partner or close one. Are you brave enough to put the phone down and do something different? Another thought is that there may be many new social channels that are opening up. And the question is, you know, how many platforms do you need? Or do you really need another one? A good question also is to make your social media contributions matter. So before posting your latest thoughts, take a moment to think through, is it necessary? Is it important? Who are you really talking to? And are they really interested? So think twice about posting, and then you'll better analyse your social media use and cut back on maybe less useful time spent on it. Another thing is to focus on real world relationships and experiences. What I mean here is that if you're having a great experience, maybe it's seeing nature, or in before COVID, going to a concert, and you're spending all the time sort of trying to capture it, rather than actually watching and experiencing what you're participating in. So in other words, how can we be in the moment and go with that? So I'll leave you with maybe a challenge. So are you brave enough to take a break? Maybe taking a break from social media for a couple of hours, maybe from the evening to the lunch the next day. And then really ask yourself, have you really lost out in some way? Or is it being quite nice doing something different?
Keep an eye on our social media at Lid Publishing, where we'll be sharing further updates and expert opinions from our authors such as Andrew Kinder. Take care, and we'll see you next time on Lid Radio Podcast.